It's time for Living Your Purpose, a motivational and inspirational podcast with Peter and Joyce Nielsen.
Hey, everybody, it's Peter and Joyce Nielsen, and welcome to Living Your Purpose podcast. We hope that you're having a great day wherever you are, whether it's the West Coast, the East Coast, whether you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, or you're watching us on YouTube. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. If you do like what you're seeing or hearing, just subscribe so that you could continue to enjoy the content that we're providing on a weekly basis. Today is kind of near and dear to my heart. We all have birthdays, and my birthday is coming up this month. It's March 16th. Right?
Happy early birthday.
Today is even more important to me when it comes to birth dates or second chances. Today is March 7th.
Rebirth date.
What's that?
A rebirth date.
A rebirth. Exactly. A rebirth day. It was a reset. And I'll explain. I mean, you know, going back 23 years ago, 2001, March 7th, 2:14 in the morning, I went into cardiac arrest because of a perforation, a hole that was kind of just imploded in my ileum, my small intestines. I was born with this incurable condition called Crohn's disease, and it's almost taken me out twice. First time was when I was 15. We didn't know what was going on. They thought I had the stomach flu, and I was missing a lot of school. And then I went from 135 pounds down to 86 pounds after being in the hospital for 2.5 months. They did surgery then. They removed about 15 inches of my my small intestines. They diagnosed me, and then I was on this journey. But in the process of this journey, I was on a pity party for a while. Like, why me? I didn't even know what Crohn's was. My parents, you know, fear channeled wrong turns into anger. No one wants to really get angry. But because my mom and dad didn't know what it was and they felt helpless, they started lashing out. And my dad then, it came about that he started drinking more and more and became a full-blown raging alcoholic. And when he drank, he became very violent and very physical, physically abusive. So, you know, I ended up finding my faith that way. I thought that it was my fault. I thought that if I didn't have this incurable condition that was wearing on my family, I felt like I was a burden to them. And I was going to take my life at that young age of 15, 16 years old, you know, and I remember taking a razor blade on a January 17th, in front of the Verrazano Bridge. It was a cold, cold night, and I started to cut, and I saw the blood dripping, and I thought I was too cowardly, and I threw the razor into the Hudson River. For people that don't know, there's five boroughs of New York, you know, and Staten Island is a beautiful area. It's an island, and it's basically connected to Brooklyn by the Verrazano Bridge, one of the largest extension bridges. And it opens up to the Hudson River, opens up to the Atlantic Ocean. And, you know, so from that bridge, you can see the Empire State Building. You can see the Statue of Liberty in the Hudson River, and it's majestic. And that's where I was going to end it all. And then I was raised Catholic, and to a God that I didn't even believe in at the time, I just was so angry. I was angry because my parents, were just fighting ridiculously, and I felt as though that I would be less of a burden if I wasn't there. And I heard a voice within my soul saying, don't do this. Give me one more chance. Give me one more day. And never did I believe that my faith would get to where it is. But that's where my faith walk started, right there, right then. And then I started to eat well. I was on medication for 5 years, prednisone, which made some of my hair fall out, a moon face, irritable, missed, a year plus of school, had a tutor come in from the Board of Education, Public Board of Education. And then I started to eat better, and I started to feel better. And then I ended up winning 50 bodybuilding titles with the grace and mercy of our Creator, of God. And then when I have two daughters living big on a lake house, gated community, TV show going amazing, the health clubs and physical therapy businesses were on the top of their game. I got a pain after coming back from a trip from San Francisco that I was doing a centerfold for Men's Health. And my daughter at the time were 4 and 7, my two daughters, and right in front of the both of them, I was upstairs brushing my teeth, going to watch a Disney flick with them. I says, I'll be right down. Got a sharp, sharp pain. I thought it was a kidney stone. Denial is a beautiful thing when you don't know what's going on. And then I came downstairs, and my little Dana said, what was that noise, Dada? And right when she said it, the pain came back with a vengeance. And I tried to keep my consciousness. And when you're dying, you know you're dying. Because life is being sucked out of you as you know it. And, you know, when I was young, I was watching cartoons. And you always see, like, when someone gets hit in the head, they get knocked out and the curtain goes down. Well, in real life, the curtain goes up. And I didn't see anything, like, I didn't see my feet. And then I was looking at my daughters, and the curtain went up of blackness, and boom, I was gone. And ambulance came, and then I remember coming to, and I saw the address of the lake house, and I remember saying to God, will I ever be back in that house? Will I ever see my daughters? They need me. And then at 2:14 at William Beaumont Hospital on that March day, my heart stopped for 43 seconds the first go around, and they put defibrillators on me, then did an 8-hour surgery, and 5 different times went into cardiac arrest that they had to bring me back. I then was in an induced coma because I went into septic shock, and I woke up 4 days later, and I'm hearing boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. And I was on all these machines that were keeping me afloat, keeping me alive. And I remember just saying, like, wow, there's people in the distance. And I was trying to talk. I couldn't talk because I had tubes down my throat. And then I would just remember, I call it the Holy Spirit, you know. I just remember just feeling and hearing, not audibly, but hearing in my soul, God speaking to me, just saying, you know, will you give me the glory? I will give you the nations if you give me the glory. And that's where my faith amplified a millionfold. When you're that close to dying, or when you have died in medical terms and have come back, it changes you. It changes you. I can't look at a sunset without being mesmerized and wowed. I can't go a day without telling the people I love how much they mean to me, because I don't know. Most people, they just take for granted their time. Time is our most valuable commodity. They take for granted our days. Our days are numbered. We all have an expiration date. So every night that I go to bed, my hope is that our Creator gives me another day. So today is a tremendous celebration of rebirth. God could have easily taken any one of us, but he chose not to. And in my world, that means he wasn't done with me. And I think of all the things I would have missed if I would have been taken out in 2001. My two daughters being raised. My TV show going worldwide, meeting some amazing people, allowing God to have this amazing fellowship with meeting the love of my life, my wife, having this amazing opportunity to almost have like the second life of raising your children, my stepkids. So I guess the reason why I'm reciting all this is, where are you at? You know, wherever you're at, God's got a plan. I mean, he's got a plan. I was supposed to be celebrating a birthday in the Ritz-Carlton in Key Biscayne. I already had one of my trainers drive a trailer down with my Harley Davidson to be parked in front of the hotel so that when I got there with my family, I can just have some alone time and celebrate my birthday, but just riding by the water. But that wasn't the plan. I instead went to Beaumont Resort. If I would have been in Florida at that time and didn't have one of my dearest friends, Dr. Jason Botson, who did the surgery, he's no longer with us. He died of Lou Gehrig's disease about 7 years ago. But I'm saying it that everything was timed perfectly. If I was in Florida, I probably, almost without a question, wouldn't be here. If I was on the plane, I wouldn't be here. The wildest thing is that when I was recovering, and I got out on my birthday. My daughters brought cupcakes with candles on them. I didn't even know what they were talking about because I lost track of time. I lost track of everything. And when they were singing happy birthday to me, I was numb, and then I lost it, and I just have such a greater appreciation towards life. So yes, March 16th is my biological birthday, when my mother born me with my dad. But March 7th, ...2001... is when God pulled me out of the ashes and said, I'm not done with you. It's not over until I say, he says, it's over. So I'm sharing this with you, uncut, uncensored, because when people ask, is Peter really like that? Is he always happy? Is he always smiling?
You are, yeah.
There's a reason. And I don't wish anybody to go through a near-death experience, to feel the joy and the peace of having God with you and having a second chance. But all I can say is, don't waste a day. Don't waste an hour. Don't waste a minute. If there's a phone call you need to make, if there's reconciliation with a family member, if there's someone that you love, and they don't know that you love them, tell them. If there's someone that you need to say, I'm sorry, that you need to relinquish some emotional debt, say it. Because only God knows when we take our last breath. So on this day, March 7th, 2024, I got my shoulders back, my chest out. I have humility and I'm humbled because I'm an alpha male. I like to be in control of things. But let's just be real. We're really in control of diddly. We're really in control of nothing. We can be driving home and can be taken out in an accident. We can be sleeping and be taken out by just it's our time. We could get diagnosed and be gone so quickly. So celebrate your life. You don't need a near-death experience. You don't need a birthday. I sure don't. My kids get so tired of me taking pictures of sunsets. They're like, Dad, why do you always take pictures of sunsets?
Every day.
We happen to live on a beautiful lake. Yeah. And the sunset's right on the lake in the west. And every day we can be talking as a family having dinner. And I'll stop them and interrupt them because there's this golden moment right before the sun's going down that the sun is shining its brightest. And I just want everybody to see it, to not take it for granted and to receive it. You know, and I mean, we all have moments in our lives that get us to a point of realizing that we do have a creator. Think about it. And again, I'm not judging any religion. I'm not judging anybody's belief. Whatever your belief, man, that's all you and God and whatever you believe in. But for me, when I was being raised a certain way and went to church and my mom taught me how to pray, and we went to this most amazing Regina Pacis church on 65th Street, you know, in 10th Avenue. And man, it was magnificent. It looked like St. Patrick's Cathedral. But I just felt like that the way that I was being exhibited, that they were exhibiting God, I felt like God was in a box. And it pushed me away from learning about that. The crazy thing is that God knew. What was going to happen when I got sick? I got angry at, if there's a God, why am I sick? If there's a God, why are my parents arguing? Why is my dad an alcoholic? If there's a God, why is my dad, who I love, beating the living daylights, breaking bones, trying to take my mom out? How can that God be so good? And I had to get to the lowest point of literally wanting to end my life, to be introduced to not a religion, but to, in my opinion, a God that will meet you anywhere, any place. And that resonated to me. I didn't need to know scripture. I didn't need to know special prayers. I didn't need to go into asking, you know, somebody else, you know, to forgive me for my sins. I needed to have a personal relationship with the one, the only God, the Lord of my life, Jesus. And I know that you know, we all go through times where we question God. You have a beautiful scenario. It was almost like you asking, okay, God, if you really exist, show me. And he showed you on the day that your grandma passed.
I mean, I didn't necessarily give that ultimatum. But I was feeling a little, it was a time in my life with someone that was very near and dear to me, on a day that they went to heaven, that I was blessed with a whole different outlook and I think I was just maybe during that time of my life on a path that was going nowhere fast, and I was in an unhealthy relationship, and I had these two little children I'm looking after, and I think I didn't have any direction, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I wasn't in a good space mentally. And when my grandmother, who I was very close with, she always took me on trips growing up to like Washington, D.C. or Gettysburg. She gave me my weird obsession with wax museums. And she just always used to tell these great stories. And we shared a little similarity in our personalities. My grandmother was bipolar, and there's some mental illness that runs in our family that I sometimes, not sometimes, that I also suffer for, but maybe we could talk about that another time. Anywho, all of this wrapped up into about, I'm sorry, I'm not quite as comfortable talking about things as Peter is here.
No, baby, you're doing
when
amazing.
You're putting it out there. But
you saw something.
Yeah, so my grandma was in hospice at our house, and the night that she ended up passing for a couple hours before, and it was myself and my mother and all her siblings and all their spouses, so it was a big group of us, not just me. And I say this prefacing that I'm not just like imagining things or hallucinating, but when my grandma was leaving to go, you know, leaving, we knew it was going to be her last night. We were all you know, just kind of praying and for her to not be in misery, and we all looked and saw these beautiful, they call them orbs, and they're round circles of bright light, and it was a white light, and there was so many of them, and they were all over the room for hours. It was like a good 2 hours, and we just saw them.
What did everybody
just darting
say?
Across the room, and it was so beautiful and majestic. At first, we were like, you know, is something like wrong with? We saw it on a monitor through the video at first, watching like into the room, and we thought something was wrong with the camera, but it wasn't, and it was really a miracle. It was like I didn't ask to see it, but I needed to see it. Yeah. My soul needed to see it, and. And when my grandma ended up passing that night, and they say those lights are spirits or guardian angels that are sent down, and they're souls in this like electric energy kind of body that comes down to guide them up to heaven. So it was a really peaceful experience because it just gave me confirmation that there was something more out there. And even though that time I was kind of maybe complacent and in a toxic situation, and I wasn't directing my energies towards prayer. I wasn't in tune with my spirituality and that side so much. So I needed to be reminded of that. And then once I was and I got more in touch with that side and I actually started praying every day, it really later in life took me into a beautiful spot, including meeting this man. So... you know,
and that's another, I mean, yeah. You were in your kitchen and your whole life, mm-hmm. You know,
this is like a decade later down the road, yeah. my whole life, I was finally brought on my journey to a great spot where I was, where I could stand on my own. And I was, you know, a strong woman. I had finally had my own house. I had a good job. I'm spiritually in a good place. I'm at a spot where I can take care of myself and my family, and I really needed to elevate my self-esteem and self-worth to that place. So I feel like God gifted me with that and then brought me to a place where I was praying, I have this, but I want more. I want it all. I want that relationship with somebody that can help me grow, that I feel like I have purpose with in life. And that's when I was connected with Peter. I like literally prayed in the kitchen for God, and then he sent me a message online like a week later, not even, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
But anyways, I really believe we were brought together at the right time. So there's those two significant times in my life where I felt really in touch.
And we met, you know, for some of you, you know the story, but we met like almost 7 years prior, and the timing wasn't right. And, you know, so we just, we knew that it was special, but we basically just tried to move on with our lives because of just circumstances and stuff, you know, people going through divorce and stuff, and it's God's timing, and you aren't articulated yourself so eloquently.
Kind of. I feel like I'm rambling on. I apologize.
No.
I'm still,
it's so...
I haven't really ever said what I just told you guys on this show right now. My hands are all clammy and sweaty. I've never really told anybody, there not anybody, but hardly anybody that, especially something on a public platform. So,
you know, and no, and you want to hear something? The beautiful thing is that everything that we're talking about today, you know, the significance mm-hmm. is that God has got a plan and a purpose.
Yeah. And I'm more of a private person that
right.
pulling teeth to
and
get me to talk.
She,
in public.
even getting her to do this, like, you know, and again, this all makes sense. It's kind of, this is putting this show, tying a bow on it. But when I met Joyce, God promised me, you know, over 17 years ago, 18 years ago now, that I gave God permission to pick my bride because the relationships after I was divorced weren't going well. And I was single for 19 years. So I was giving up and said, I'll be your bride. God, you know, for the rest, you've blessed me. You've showered my life with uncommon favor. And it was almost like God saying, now you get it, son. And he brought me Joyce back. And the point is that Joyce, I already knew in my mind and in my heart and the dream that God just embedded into my soul that I was going to be a better version of myself when he brought my bride. And vice versa. And so Joyce comes in and she's like totally behind the scenes, wants nothing to do or really, it feels uncomfortable in front of TV and radio and podcasts. And I'm taking her to conventions. She's on the TV show. She's cooking. She's on podcasts now, right now. And that's how God works. He will always get you out of your comfort zone to grow. And I just want to thank you in front of the world for taking on that, getting out of your comfort zone. And the crazy thing is, and I'm talking to all my peeps out there, you guys, a lot of you guys, enjoy her more than me. And I've been doing this for 40 years. And it's because she's so authentic and so, you're so real and approachable and down to earth. And I said to Joyce, God is going to use you in a mighty way. And he is. And he will continue. And I am just a blessed man to be able to have you beside me.
And I am very happy for your rebirthday today. So
Yeah. You know, and thank you. And all I can say for people that maybe just have gone through a near-death experience or maybe a tragic divorce, a foreclosure, bankruptcy, as my grandmother said, this little Italian woman who I miss, she said, Peter, this too shall pass. Nothing, no loss, no near-death experience, no divorce, no tear, nothing is wasted in God's economy. And if you truly understand that, it's going to make you who you are and supposed to be so you can reach the destiny that God has called upon your life. So as I celebrate life with each and every one of you, as we both opened up, uncut, uncensored, it's about living your life to the fullest. No matter what anyone says, no matter what anybody does, it's your life and the way you want to live it. You're going to know what you know, in your belly. If you stay close to him, he will lead and guide every step you have. A lot of times people will say to me, Peter, how did you do this? How did you do that? And the crazy thing is that I'm not that smart. I literally listen. He's my GPS. He's my navigation system. I listen to him. When I saw her writing something after not talking to her for almost 7 years, 6 years, I basically saw something. God nudged me in my belly, said, now. I didn't even know what to respond. I didn't know what to respond. I thought she was still dating somebody. I looked and I couldn't see him anymore. And all of a sudden it was like, I just said something simple. Like, I was like, listen, I know it's been years, you know, and I apologize and I don't want to be rude. I don't know what your circumstance is, but if you're available and you're willing, I'm open to do a take two. And we did our take two. Will be June 30th, 2024. Will be 3 years that we went on our first second date. We'd never have been able to do that if God would have taken me home in 2001. So I just really appreciate each and every one of you. I wanted to share this story, this testimony, give him all the glory, thanking him for all that he has given me and showered my life with uncommon favor. It's accessible to each and every one of you. All you got to do is believe, and you have to ask. The simplest prayer that anyone could ask is, God, help me. Help me. He will show up and meet you wherever you truly are. And I'm going to get just one for one more second. And some people may not like to hear what I have to say, and that's your prerogative. But I believe that, you know, if Jesus came down right now and he was sitting right in between us, I believe that Jesus never intended for Christianity to be a religion. A religion is made with rules and man-made regulations. I believe that all he wanted was us to fellowship with him, come to him, and do life with him every single day. Marriage wasn't made by man or woman. Marriage was made by God to get us closer to Christ. Period. I hope everybody has an amazing day. If you do like this content, just press the subscribe button. You can catch us on TV on Astound TV Network or DBTV Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays. And if you have any questions, just leave it in the comment below. We wish you an amazing week. God bless each and every one of you. And don't ever stop searching for your passion that will collide with your purpose. Because there's nothing like living a purposeful life. Love you.